Got Ken Walters on here now.
Ken's ready to go.
Ah, yes. Hey, Ken.
Jack, how are you, man?
Doing great. Welcome on board here. We wanted to get you on board because I know you got a lot of projects you're involved in here, and one of them is trying to get a Walk of Fame for the Tampa Bay area, for the city of Tampa. And we thought we'd check in with you and see what's going on as far as that's concerned.
Well, yeah, it's on the drawing board there, Jack, and we need to get a couple of things going. We need to get a location identified for it, and perhaps some fine companies that want to get involved with a little promotion money.
What's your ideal location right now, Ken? What do you have in mind?
Well, you know, I would think someplace like the Straz or the History Center, maybe even the Tampa Theater.
Right there by the Riverwalk?
Yeah, you know, the Straz is on one end of the Riverwalk, the Tampa Bay History Center is on the other, and the idea is to kind of create a pavilion that would tell about the Walk of Fame and list who's on it, and then from there, you could start strolling it. You could start walking it. You could start visiting the different stars that would be on it.
And it would grow over time. I mean, you and I have talked about how many you'd start with and how many you would add each year. And I was yesterday talking about some of the possibilities for that thing. Brittany Snow, George Steinbrenner, Stephen Stills, Channing Tatum, Slim Whitman, Angela Bassett.
And the rest of the Oakland Raiders.
Jack Kerouac, Cannonball Adderley, Backstreet Boys, Ray Charles, and it goes on and on and on. Hulk Hogan, Lauren Hutton. Oh, Butterfly McQueen, it was in Gone with the Wind. And
what about Gallagher?
And Gallagher.
Jeff Kirkendall told me Gallagher was here.
Got him on that list, too.
Just put a big piece of fruit there on the walk. Smash it every time you walk by.
Well, Jack, you rattled those off. I couldn't write them down quick enough, man.
Well, I've got the list. I've got the list here for sure. But these are people who are well-known all over the country or all over the world. And then we've talked about athletes who have achieved Hall of Fame status, like Leroy Selman or yesterday Dave Andrechuk or you know, people like that, or Monday, I think it was.
How about Derek Jeter?
Is Derek in the Hall of Fame?
He will be.
He will be.
First ballot.
Once he's in the Hall of Fame, he becomes eligible.
I don't like this guy. I don't like the Hall of Fame. I don't like the parameters here because Fred McGriff is, to me, an all-time baseball great from the area. And in that,
we got a jillion greats. Steve Garvey might get in this time around. That would qualify him. But you've got to have some way to qualify it. Otherwise, you're going to end up, it'll be an all-athletic.
Butterfly McQueen didn't make a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she made one of the biggest movies of all time.
Well, this Derek Jeter played for one of the greatest teams of all time.
But he is an athlete, and he was not. Derek Jeter is not a movie star.
Talk to him,
like
Ken.
Settle this.
Well, I can see that you two need to have your own committee meeting about this. But you know, that's the idea: is to put together a volunteer committee of people that would evaluate these folks. And you know, in all of this, we're talking to we want to talk to the Straz, we want to talk to the History Center, you know, and there would be a charity that would benefit from this. So to get the ball rolling, we have the TampaWalkOfFame.com that people can go to kind of you know, get the idea and build from there.
TampaWalkOfFame.com, and that's a great idea. I'm just thinking of another guy that could be on there is the Francis Bellamy that wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. He lived here the final, I think, 8 or 10 years of his life.
Sure did.
Jack, write that on your list, man. You know, there was another article in the Times a few weeks ago about some folks that were from a local high school. I have the notes written down, but there was one particular fellow who was voted. He was voted the most attractive in his class, you know, the head of the class, the king of that year, and then he developed a disfiguring disease.
Oh, Rondo Hatton.
Rondo Hatton.
Rondo Hatton. Yeah, I've got him on the list.
Yep. And there were other people that went to that school, too. There were a couple other names that I think would be up for consideration. So, I mean, it really is a rather impressive list. And, you know, there are other cities that have done this. Of course, in Hollywood, you've got the Big Daddy, you know, the Walk of Fame. But
yeah.
Palm Springs has done it.
Palm Springs up in Toronto or Montreal. Montreal has one. A Canadian.
Yeah, you've been to the Loop in St. Louis.
That's where I first decided we needed to have one here. But anyway, yep. We'll keep working on that. I think the Straz just off the in an area just off the Riverwalk would be perfect because that's a performing arts center, and we got to work on Judy Lisi and get that happening out there.
Well, Judy, Julie, Lauren, any of you nice folks from the Straz or the History Center or the Tampa Theater, if you're listening, give me a call and let's see if we can get this thing going.
And if you want to get in touch with him, give me a call and I'll put you in touch with him. And then later on, we'll go to work on Baconalia and the Twist-a-thon.
Don't forget Lob on the Links, Jack.
Oh, yeah, Lob on the Links, too. That's the first clubless golf tournament ever. Well, anyway, Ken, thanks for being on board, and we'll be talking to you again real soon, I hope.
See you, Ken.
Thanks a lot. Sorry for my voice. I got a little bit of a cold. Y'all have a great morning.
That's all right. Ken Walters, Ken Walters Promotions and Products.
Do you think the Walk of Fame could lead to, since we're getting into tech times, an escalator of fame? We'll have the first one of those.
That's an idea. Just put a name on each of the steps
and you can change them out or add to it or whatever.
And all of a sudden it goes under and then it comes back again.
That's actually a really good idea. And you could save space, too.
The escalator of fame.